Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, a born seer, was taught intuitive sight and healing from childhood by two conscious mediums, her grandmothers. For over 40 years, Ada Marie has used her expertise as a healer, spiritual counselor, and instructor for private clients, groups, and corporate seminars. Each week, she channels spirit wisdom to answer your questions. That's right. So,
right.
Ada Marie.
Yes.
What are we doing from spirit this week?
Well, we've had some wonderful experiences this week. From the last show, people didn't realize that supermoon was having the effect, causing so many accidents and so many. Our road between here and Tucson has had dozens of accidents. It's just amazing. You don't know if you even want to get on the road. But again, that was caused from the supermoon. So. A lot of people have actually stopped going to town so often. Some people went to town just something to do, and it was causing a lot of strange.
Can you move just a tiny bit? I think if you move just a little bit, I think maybe we can hear you better.
Can you hear me now? Is
perfect.
That better?
Good. Absolutely
okay,
perfect.
I'm sorry.
Great.
The
supermoon really, no problem. So supermoon, the energy of it goes affects us actually before it even happens and then afterwards. Is that right?
That's correct. It's so many months, I believe. Now someone said it was 6 months, and then I talked to somebody else who really does that kind of work, and they said, well, by that time it's completely gone, but the first 3 months after it comes, you have a lot of powerful energy coming from it. So you want to be very careful and not make too many mistakes in many of the things you do. So I said, well, what about, if you pay your rent and they don't get your rent, is that caused by that? She said, well, no, it's not caused by the moon, but the activities around you and the way you send it has a cause that is affected by the moon. So I've been very careful about any letter I mail, trying to mail it at a good time to mail. And they said, well, your best options for mailing anything are either 12 o'clock midnight or 12 o'clock in the daytime. So 12 to 12.
Noon, okay.
12 hours. And I thought that was
very
interesting because,
yeah,
because I, I just mail stuff when I get it ready. And
sure.
So we'll just see now. If I wait until noon to go down and mail it, that's probably a good thing. I'm certainly not going to get up at midnight. I'm not going to do that.
I know.
So
you're still getting up at 4 o'clock and doing your healing work?
Yes, I am. And,
okay.
I have over 300 and some people on that healing list. And I finally have it printed, so I can do one person at a time. And then I had a really good revelation because one lady called me and she said, Ada, when you send me that healing penetrates through my house, and my husband and my daughter receive some of it. And I said, really? And she said, oh, I can tell. I can tell, and my daughter can tell that you're working. So that was interesting. I didn't know that. And
once I was working on a cancer patient healing, and mm-hmm. her husband was in the next room. in his office, and he came in and gave her some messages, and he said, turned around and said, oh, by the way, says, thanks for the healing. He said, I got the overflow through the wall, and he says, I feel fantastic.
Yeah, it's true. Because
so he was a naturopathic doctor. He was a naturopathic doctor, so he was very tuned in, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yes, this we don't realize how far our energy stretches and expands and affects other people.
You really don't. And the sad thing is that it isn't just our energy that's positive and going out there. There are people that are sending out negative energies, and those energies are going to boomerang and come back to them. But they don't know when, and they don't know how. But they send them to somebody else, and the other person oftentimes doesn't realize they're even getting them. So they suffer some of the effects, but the effects go back to where they came, just like the ripples on the ocean. There's ripples on the ocean, but they all come to the shore, right?
Right.
All the ripples come to the shore and go back out. Mm-hmm. That's right. So when people are thinking or sending out a negative or a selfish thought or action, they are actually going to receive it back in the amount of time it takes for it to get where it's going and bounce back to them. Sometimes it happens in an hour. Sometimes it happens in a minute. Sometimes it happens in a week or a month. You don't know. You do not know where that negativity is going to land and how quickly it's going to return. And I think that people should think about that. Right.
Absolutely.
They should become aware that their thoughts are things, and they really do things. Because if a thought is a thing, it has power. Right?
It does indeed.
And that power, and that power can go wherever it's directed or back to whoever directed it. And that's the thing that my grandma used to say, don't send anything you don't want back. Don't do that.
Okay.
And boy, she was really adamant about it. She'd say, get rid of that long face. You don't want that to come back to you. And you know, like
everybody's
feeling sorry for themselves because they've done something and they have to be reprimanded so they won't do it again, and they don't like it. But it's true. Whatever you send out is going to come home to you, and it really does come home to you.
So How does the super moon affect what we send out to people? And
it according to what I'm understanding from the spirits is it multiplies at 7 times 7, just as something that you lose multiplies 7 times 7. So if 7 times 7 is a universal package for a lot of things, we really want to be very, forget the super moon, we want to be very careful for things we send out because they have so much power. Before they come back to you, they're going to double that power. So be sure you're being happy and friendly and not angry or upset or sick. You don't want to send that stuff out.
No,
so even though people are doing things that are not nice to you and they're causing you problems, let me tell you something. That problem that they are sending you is going to return to them sometime or another, and it's going to return 7 times 7. So you really want to be careful about what you're sending out.
It's
scary, you know. You can't, it's like if someone steals, people steal things. And then they have all kinds of problems. Well, they just bought the farm because they took something they shouldn't have. They did something that was not correct. And now, little by little, that's coming back to them, and they're paying the price for what they did. And it's maybe hard to understand, but you can be across the water from them and have something terrible happen because you had already sent something terrible to that person at some other time. I mean, mm-hmm. it's amazing how the universe works. It's miracles to perform. And I always say to people, don't do that. Just bless them and bless them and bless them. And they say, they don't deserve to be blessed. I said, they need to be blessed. It hasn't got anything mm-hmm. to do with what they deserve. From your heart, it has to be a blessing because you don't want that negativity back sitting in your lap.
That's right.
You really don't want it back sitting in your lap. So you have to just bless them and bless them and bless them. And all the negativity that they do will eventually catch up with them and start infiltrating in their life. And that won't be a happy situation.
Right. If something is stolen from me, I turn it around by making it a gift to the universe.
Well, what I do is I bless them because they're going to need blessings. They took something mm-hmm. from me. The other night, someone took a half a ham out of our refrigerator during the night and left.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And I blessed them, and I said, bless you that you have taken something that you should not have taken, and therefore you will have to deal with the properties that go with it. So mm-hmm. that was it. Because, you know, I was shocked when I got up in the morning and the whole thing was gone. It was a gift somebody sent us. And the only way that somebody could have taken it had to be somebody that was here that knew I had it. So that narrowed the amount of people down to about 3 or 4.
I see.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens down the road.
Uh-huh.
But there's so much stuff that people take without even thinking what they're doing to themselves. They mm-hmm. think it's nothing. They can just take it and it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. So, when you are at the helm and you are helping someone, you want to be helping them, not causing them to be worse off than they are. So you have to be careful because some of them can't mm-hmm. apply the help you give them in a positive manner. What difference does that make? Have you ever heard somebody say that? What difference does that make if I do it? Yeah. Because they're getting it. They're not. So what?
They say so what? It was there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
But
yeah.
And I'm just thinking, my goodness, we have they did that in the energy of the supermoon. Oh my.
Yes, they did. So how is it going to return?
My goodness.
How powerful is it? I wouldn't want to think about it really.
Mm-mm.
You know, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't want to have to think about that happening.
Absolutely. Well, tell me about the good things that are being brought by the supermoon.
Well, many of the good things are that people are being given raises, which truly deserve them and probably have deserved them for a long time. And people are getting healed that really need the healing and are worthy of the healing. Getting
mm-hmm.
healed, and things are opening up, jobs are opening up for people. There are many good things that are coming from it. So, people, mothers and fathers who have worked really hard to take care of their children, and then their children have left them and not been good to them. That mm-hmm. is coming, and soon those people who haven't treated their parents well will become very much aware of the negativity they've caused. and the pain they caused their parents. And that's something that, you know, when a parent has to hear a child say, well, you didn't raise me right, or you didn't give me enough or something, that is something that the parent did the best they could, I'm sure. So what's happening here is that negativity that they're spewing out is going to come back to them when they're raising their family. And it'll set on their doorstep pretty heavy. And they don't realize that, you know, that's not right. They can tell you they hate you, but their kids will say the same thing to them. It's not a good thing for them not to forgive themselves and then forgive you because they said that. It's not a good thing. And in a lot of cases, those kind of statements have caused their family, who they've talked to like that, to become ill and just leave, just die off. And that's cruel. That's a cruel statement to make. So people should be thinking before they, you know, dash off and say things and do things that are cruel and mean.
Right.
Because those things are going to, they'll come back to them in some other way. You know. So
and what about any creativity or anything that sparked by the supermoon?
Well, a lot of creativity came in because a lot of new ideas came and a lot of new things came to do. I mean, there were just a ton of new ideas that came through that supermoon that were positive and useful, you know, that would be able to hang around for a few hundred years and, as they develop, become very good, useful things to do. So that's
great. Any suggestions of how we can make the most of it, of that energy?
How we make the most of it is by being joyous, healthy, and happy, and friendly, and understanding of our friends as they are, not as we want to change them to be. You know, a lot of people say, well, I just like her, but I don't like this. And how many people are saying about the same person something they don't like about them? So you really need to stop and think before you start sending that kind of energy out. Because whatever you send out, it's going to come home.
Do you have any suggestions as to how to be more receptive and more aware and to work more with the intuition and the energy that is sent to us from the universe?
Well, the energy coming to us that we intuitively feel, if we studied it and paid attention to it, we would see the great benefits in it. But a lot of people don't do that. But there are great benefits in the energy being sent to us, even by our loved ones who are seeing something and are not saying it, but they are sending us love to help us understand better ourselves. So I have to say that every once in a while someone will call and they'll say, you know, Ada, you give a very good show, but you don't laugh very much. And it's true, because I don't often get to have laughter loud. I mean, it doesn't come to me. I get all the people's problems. I don't get their laughter.
Oh, my.
So I have to try to figure out something that is joyful and make people feel better. And then one thing I think I try to do is let them know that everything has a reason and everything has a lesson and everything has a knowing in it that you can take out of it. There's something good to take out of everything and you can hang on to it. Not the whole thing, but there's always going to be something good, you know, in everything that you are trying to understand. Look for something.
And you do find what you're looking for.
Yes, you do.
There's an interesting law of the universe is that what you're looking for is drawn to you. And if,
right.
if you're looking for trouble, that's
You'll
bad.
You'll get it. Yes, and there are people that go looking for trouble, and they get plenty of it.
Oh,
so,
my. So let's look for beauty and look for light and look for understanding and for happiness. Let's do that.
And look for peace of mind in your heart, and peace of mind for the people who are troubled. If people are troubled, bless them with God's blessing of light and love, and that will help to cease and desist the trouble. That will help
Good.
The trouble be removed. So always remember, when somebody you know is in trouble, surround them in divine pure light and love and the assistance of the universe to carry that load so that they can get out from under it and they can solve the load. I mean, that's just everything is every lesson has an answer. Some of it is so hard that people just can't face it. But if they will face it, if they will look at it and look in it to see what is there that they need to know, they will be able to handle it and get what they need to know.
Oh,
so,
good. I was just wondering, does a supermoon and multiply the intensity of our dreams by any chance?
It intensifies everything, not just your dreams, your health, your sleep, your work, your friends, the talk. It has caused a lot of people to look twice at their friends to see what their friends are about. You know, because it comes to them that what's wrong here? Is this one-sided, or are we sharing this load together? So there are many things that it affects, believe me. The sun that comes up, you know, the weather, the rain, the wind, the people, the crowd you get in, oh my goodness, it affects everything.
I was just wondering, I read somewhere that it's been about 150 years since we had a super moon like this.
This was also
a blue moon and an eclipse and the red moon too. So that would put us almost back in the time of Abraham Lincoln, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, all the things that went on and how he became president and how he physically worked hard to be able to help the country. I mean, he stepped into a very, very difficult job, but he didn't shirk his business. He went to work to find a solution. So, again, for a lot of people, they should be looking for solutions for their problems and making them less. One lady said to me, well, I have 15 credit cards, but I've got them all maxed out. I said, what? You want to repeat that? I said, how could you do that? You have to pay for them. And she said, well, we could file bankruptcy. I said, I don't even want to hear you say that.
Oh, dear.
I really didn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
How sad is that to think that a person thinks there's a way out, because down the road they're going to lose something great deal more than what they maxed out on those cards and then took them to bankruptcy. I just can't even believe that people can do that. But that's how if that's their thinking, they're just buying a farm that they can't afford. But it'll come back to roost, as my grandma would say. Don't worry. Go ahead and do that. It's going to come back to roost, and you don't know when. And she was quite adamant about...
Yeah.
Pardon?
Your grandmother was adamant about...
people being reborn, that you would be reborn again in another body. And the things you did wrong in this body would show up in that life.
Mm-hmm.
She was very adamant about that. And I talked to other people who believe the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That they believe that if you've done something bad or wrong and you got away with it, you're going to pay for it in another lifetime. I mean, they talked about it just like that. Like that was a matter of fact. And, of course, when we were little, we didn't quite understand it. But now, as grown-up adults, we have discussed it between ourselves, my sisters and brothers. And now I only have one sister living. And so, but we had discussed it over the years as we had children and stuff. And it seems like, yeah, that could happen. And somehow or another, you just have to kind of roll around with it to see what to do to fix yourself in this life. So, you know, you either got to work real hard or you got to give up something or you got to take a job you don't like or whatever you have to do to clear the air, you have to do it. So
I hear you. So... we have some people who are waiting to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I am.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Lisa?
Yeah, this is Lisa.
Okay.
Hi.
You have a question? Have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada. Hi, Risa.
Hi. Okay. So this is my question. This is in regards to romance. I know it's not coming up now, but in the future, I see myself dating or liking two people. One is a, he's a doctor. I know he, I'm not too sure what kind of, what he specializes in, but he's definitely a doctor. The second one, it's he's more of a business type person, but I'm not sure the one that, with the business type person. Is somebody has a crush on me. I'm not too sure which one it is, but ask Ada Marie is she picking up any energy around these guys?
What kind of energy? He's got a lot of energy. He's a very very he's a working fool is what he is. He works. That's what he does. He works. He likes to work.
What about the doctor?
I'm talking about the doctor.
Oh, the doctor. She's.
Oh. Where will I meet him at? Is this
well,
someone
he
that
he? Go ahead.
Oh, where would I meet this person, for example, where I meet him?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
What kind of work do you do?
Right now, I work in a call center. However, I plan on going back to the corporate environment, hopefully the second half of this year, or either towards the end of this year.
You want to be in the corporate field?
Yes,
you
I
want
to go back. No, I want to go back to the corporate field.
She used to be, but isn't now.
Well, that's your home. That's where you really shine is in the corporate world.
Yeah, I'm going back.
Right. So how long have you been away from it?
For the last 5 years at least.
Well, you're in for a big surprise, but you belong in that world. So go back and bite the bullet.
Okay. So you think I'll meet this person somewhere in the corporate world then?
Probably.
Okay.
There's a good probability.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is
Hello.
Mike.
Mike? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a question, Mike?
I do. Ada Marie, I have a friend. Yeah. Her name is Kate, and we've been hanging out quite a bit. And I was wondering if you see it going romantic.
Going where?
Romantic.
To a marriage? Oh, romantic.
Romantic.
Well, I think both of you are a little shy, a little gun-shy from other relationships. That's what I think. That's what I'm seeing. If I'm wrong, correct me. But it's like you don't want to repeat something that you've gone through in the past. And I don't know if the two of you have discussed that or not.
Not really. I mean, I brought it up a while ago, and it's just just been going with the flow. And I'm wondering if I need to, you know, kind of say something and be like, this is kind of what I want. And, you know, if not, then I guess I got to go look for it.
Well, you have to bring it up and discreetly and discuss it and have a understanding about it, because if you don't, you don't come to terms to understand it, you'll be right back where you were the last time, and that wasn't good.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. Wonderful.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Right. So be sure you bring up these things.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be a good thing to tell her how much you respect her and appreciate her and love being with her. That's kind of a beginning, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what you need to know, where you stand with each other, and then you could go on to talk about the things that come up through life. But you have to have a talk where you're straightforward, both of you, and how you feel about life and relationships. You need that straightforward conversation. Okay? Good.
Thank you.
Don't expect
you're
her to
welcome.
Be a mind reader.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you, ladies.
Okay.
Well,
sure
you're
thing.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. So that was lovely.
Good.
Now, as we go along, it seems as if the energy seems to be building. I'm feeling the energy. The more you speak of it, and the more you emphasize how important it is, the more I'm feeling it around me. Is that kind of normal with you?
Well, yes, but that's because the information we gave them was very powerful information and very good. There was nothing negative in that information, so that's why you're holding wonderful feeling.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. Do we have another person?
It doesn't look like it. We have just people who are kind of listening and not having a question. So maybe it's a good time to just to let us know whatever comes to you. What does Spirit want us to know?
One of the wonderful things about being able to offer assistance is that each individual is different. So where one thing might work for one individual, it might not work for another. And I want people to remember that they are individuals and that they do have to guard their thoughts as if they were going into a business where everything had to be in order. Because actually, when you go into a relationship, if the truth is on the table and your energy pattern is honest and direct, you will always find people that you can't have a relationship with, very tight relationship with, but you can have a friendship with them. And then you will find the person that click, click, they click. And that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to just know beyond a doubt that you're not going to be able to push anybody to that click in the relationship. It has to come of its own volition.
Come naturally.
Uh-huh. Right, uh-huh. Come naturally. Absolutely. So when you are working on a relationship, you shouldn't be working hard. You should be enjoying the relationship enough that there is a constant feeling of joy and trust.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able
mm-hmm.
to trust each other. And that trust is extremely important. Extremely important. And I don't understand that people can't think that trust is probably the most important part of the relationship.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Because it's hard to really enjoy yourself and be everything you can be if there isn't trust.
Right. Right. If there isn't trust, there is no relationship. It's quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite simple there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be able to trust. It
mm-hmm.
has to be there. And once somebody does something in a relationship that breaks that trust, the relationship will never mend. The relationship can't mend at that point.
Uh-huh.
There's no way for it to mend. Think about it. You'll always wonder if there's any honesty in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
Once it's broken, once the trust is broken, the relationship basically, I mean, you can work with them and you can be in the same family with them, but the trust is not there.
It's more like a truce, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to. Yeah.
So you're living. So you're. If you say you're married to someone and the trust is gone, well, you're living them with them, I guess, for convenience and for habit.
Yeah, that's basically what you're doing.
And all the joy and all the spiritual togetherness is gone out the window, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right. And even though a lot of times people will say, well, I'm so sorry, I never realized. The problem is that they didn't realize, and then they did it anyway. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's nothing to trust.
Oh, dear. Well, so do you have any of your super moon stories? Anyone who came with you with very unusual?
There were a lot of people who benefited by it, which I was really happy to hear from. And in
uh-huh.
benefiting by it, as they looked at the options that were coming to them, and the things, their question was, "What should I pick?" And I said, "What hits your heart? What does your heart feel about it? Check your heart.
Uh-huh.
What,
uh-huh.
of the things that you've been offered, what sets good in your heart?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's where it's at. A lot of people got raises and they got promotions and things came good to them, and other people lost a lot of things because they had never really worked on it to begin with.
I see. Uh-huh.
And I would ask them, I'd say, what have you done to better the company that you've been in all that time? Well,
mm-hmm.
They were more interested in getting paid and getting a raise.
One of the first jobs I got in
New York City.
And you know
that don't always happen.
Yeah, there was a woman who said, I come in at 9, I leave at 5, and on Friday I pick up my paycheck. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when they were cleaning out stuff, Nicole. She probably was let go if she didn't do a good job.
Hmm.
You know, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Any other thoughts?
But I think the supermoon made a lot of people think. They watched what was going on around them, and I think it made them think. And that thinking was beneficial.
It certainly was a dramatic evidence of the power of nature, I must say.
Yeah.
You know, more than usual.
Right, right. As nature came to life and made a lot of changes, just like we have had hardly any rain or snow. Hardly. We haven't really only had one skiff of snow. No snow that stayed on the ground overnight. And we haven't had any rain that we really usually always have rain this time of year, haven't had any. And so I'm sure that has something to do with the actions of the moon.
I see. Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
Hmm.
But I know people have been distressed over it.
Uh-huh. Well, we haven't had but one snow that stuck this year.
Yeah.
In Manhattan.
Isn't that interesting?
Sure. Very. Mm-hmm.
'Cause usually you can have snow and there's a snowdrift about 10 feet high sometimes. 5 feet high.
At the corners, not in New York City, but in the corners, it will be in Little High, where the snow plows have left it. But
across the surface, it hasn't been high.
Right.
You know, you
exactly.
might get 6 or 8 inches of snow instead of 12 or 14.
Yeah. Yeah, but
we just have to watch
those
things.
Mm-hmm. But it seems to me there's something going on with some of the organizations. I'm wondering about politics and about some of the bigger things that are going on in our, I know that in some of the areas they had a terrible flood in Boston. It rained and snowed so hard, but not too much here in New York, not in New York City, but on the Long Island they had much more.
And I can't because I have really no way of getting that information I can get information about a large storm coming in, but my only information about this year so far was that it was going to be a rather dry year around the world. So I don't know exactly what that means. Except that we won't have the moisture that we usually have.
Interesting.
I mean, I really can't elaborate on that. But I did receive that energy or that... I did receive that message.
Okay. Is there anything special that you would like to... one second. We have someone else who wants to ask a question here. Hold on a second. Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Ida Marie.
Hi.
This is Sandy calling from California.
Okay.
Okay. We're in summer here. I mean, in the 21 years that I've lived in California, it has gotten warm in the middle of the wintertime. But we've been hitting like high 80s, close to 90. And it's been almost, you know, 10 days of this weather. And it sort of knocks everybody out of whack.
Right.
And we only had one rainstorm the whole winter, which is scary because now we're going to go into a drought again.
Right,
so,
we're going to go through another drought. Let's hope that this is the end of the 7 years of drought. You know, you have 7 years of water, and then you have 7 years of drought. And it's been rather dry the last couple of years.
Yeah, I thought I would just, you know, speak about that because, you know, we had that one heavy, heavy rain, and then we had all the mudslides afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're in summer, and I know it's going to get cold again, and it's only February.
Yeah,
but, it's quite a drastic change for daily lifestyle.
Right.
My allergies have kicked in, and so I just thought I'd bring that to everyone's attention that California also is going through changes.
Right.
Okay.
And
I thank you for all your wisdom, and I thank both of you.
You're welcome. I have to say that it's amazing to me that more people aren't aware that they have to be more careful and not so wasteful of the water and the things that we have, you know, and keeping things up so that whatever we have that we need to keep, we can take care of because we'll be able to weed it out and have water to keep, take care of it. A number of years, about 15 years ago or 20 now, maybe, California, we lived in California, and they actually had a rationing on how much water you could take per household.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't flush your toilet 40 times. There were things like that we went through in that year. And I can't even remember what year that was, but everybody was careful.
Just a couple of years ago, they restricted people from watering their gardens, and they even gave incentives that if you changed your garden to like a rock garden or to desert flowers, you know, non-grass, that they would give you money back for every square foot. You know, they would give you some sort of a reward for changing your garden. And I don't understand these people that still have grass gardens. I mean, and the sprinkler systems just go and go and go, and the water runs into the gutter and goes down the sewer. And I find it so sad, but some people just are not conscious. I try to speak to people about it, and they're just like, oh, well, when we run out of water, we won't have water. And they take it with such a light heart, but be realistic about it, you know? I mean, you open your faucet and it comes out. What happens when it stops coming out of the faucet?
Right.
So I don't know
the answer either, but we have to be cautious and be more aware that we cannot waste, and waste is bad, and we cannot be wasting. And there are a lot of people who are cautious about using water and things, but there are other people who could care less.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to balance somehow. We have to balance the energy. Something is happening that's not good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you, ladies, and it's always great listening to the show.
Well, thank you.
I hope you
enjoy the show.
I'd also like to mention we didn't give your phone number.
I know. Somebody told me that the other last show. They said, "I am Ada Marie, and I am at 520-896-9510, and I am on the internet, Ada Marie at the Golden Oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E .com.
Good enough.
Pardon?
And, yes, and I also would like to mention your healing retreat. Would you tell
yes,
us a little bit
have,
about that? Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. I have a cottage on the property with two bedrooms, and it's a retreat for people who come for healing. Now, the reason the two bedrooms is because a lot of the people that come have to have a caretaker. So there's a nice room for the caretaker also. And they stay in the retreat, and I cook all the food for them so they don't have to go out and fend for food. I make food that fits their diet, and we have time. The retreats are 3 days. They're $2,500 for 3 days, and we pick you up at the airport, and we take you back to the airport. So for anyone who's interested in a retreat, we do have a little time, not a great deal of time open, but we do have some time open in a 1 3-day period, I think, in this month, and I think we have 2 in next month. So that's what we have available at this time. It's a pretty busy place, I tell you. And people walk out of here, and they leave their crutches, and they walk away from their wheelchairs, and they're very happy. And they go home, and for another 3 or 4 months, they get free counseling as they change into their new experience and their new life.
That's great.
And that's
okay.
What happens. So
fantastic.
You're welcome. You're welcome to
okay,
call.
Okay, it looks as if we are just about at toward the end of the hour. So if there's anybody else who would like to ask a question, just blink at us. You have to hit a 1 so that we can know that you want to have a question. And
right.
I think that is about it. I think you've covered quite a little bit today, and I'm so happy to hear about the information about the supermoon. So,
yeah, and remember, the number is an Arizona number, 520-896-9510. And I answer the phone myself. I'm the one that answers it. So if you call and you leave a number, if I'm on the phone, I have 3 phones. If I'm on the phone on another phone and you leave a number, I will call you back. I call everybody back that leaves a number slow enough that I can understand it. So if you're interested in talking, even just having a counseling, that's fine. But you have to leave a number that I can understand. And there goes the phones. So
okay.
I can't talk to them while I'm talking to you, but they can leave a number and I can call them back.
Okay.
So,
and sadly enough, we just had one person just sign in, but unfortunately, we go from...
Our time is up.
From 5:30 to 6:30, and... That's just about it. If
the end of the day.
It doesn't look as if they have a question. But
they can call my house and I will answer their question.
Very good. And then we look forward to seeing you next week. And
yes,
love.
We do.
All we can say now is love and light.
That's correct. And you have a wonderful week. Okay.
Yes, everybody
have a
wonderful
week.
Including us.
Okay. Yes, including
us. Bye-bye now.